with Bongani Bingwa.
7:02 weekday mornings, 6 to 9 a.m.
It is, of course, the 6th of May, which means it is Slipper Day for 2022. We're joined, of course, by Reach for a Dream, who've been doing some incredible work making the dreams of little children facing circumstances many of us would simply not be able to imagine. We wouldn't have the courage to deal with what some of these kids face. These, of course, are children often with terminal illnesses who have to constantly go for doctor's visits, sometimes have to undergo painful procedures, and at times spend time away from their loved ones. And Reach for a Dream makes the dreams of these little ones come true. And you've been doing it for 34 years. And of course, we are joined now by Julia Sotirianakos, who is the CEO of Reach for a Dream. Julia, firstly, congratulations, because you now officially are South Africa's best NGO.
That's correct. Thanks, Bongani. It's a wonderful acknowledgement to have that.
What did that recognition mean for you, recognized as South Africa's best NGO?
I think internally we all say we're the best internally at Reach for Dream, and our children think we're the best. So to have an external party tell us that we are the best is just magical for us.
This, of course, is voted by the CS Legacy Awards, am I correct?
That's correct, yes.
And it also means that a lot of the work that you've been doing is being recognized by many, many people. You've partnered, of course, previously with industry giants like Wimpy, Dis-Chem Pharmacies, Pick and Pay, and you've got two more.
Yes, Baby City and Toy Zone have come on board to help us with the distribution of the selling of our Slipper Day stickers, which is just an extra place you can go and get the stickers.
Now tell me, for anybody who doesn't know the phenomenal work that you've been doing, anybody who's been, I don't know, off the planet for some reason, just explain what it is that you do.
In simple terms, we go out and we fulfill the dreams of children between the ages of 3 and 18 years old. Those children have had to have been diagnosed with a life-threatening illness. And no matter what their dream is, we will fulfill it. Some children dream to have something, to go somewhere, or to meet someone. And we facilitate that.
And we know, of course, how pushy you are in doing so. Wasn't it 2018 when one of your little ones wanted desperately to meet the president? And you cajoled us and, you know, pushed us around to try and help you make that. All right, today is Slipper Day, the 6th of May. What do you want from South Africans to do on this day?
We'd love your listeners to go into any Wimpy, Pick and Pay, Baby City, Toy Zone, or Dis-Chem Pharmacy and purchase a 20 Rand sticker and wear your sticker with pride. And if you are wearing your sticker and your slippers and you go to Wimpy today, Wimpy is going to give you a free cup of coffee.
So go to Wimpy to get your free cup of coffee wearing your slippers, but also importantly, you have to have your sticker. Where do they get these stickers once more? Pick and Pay?
Dis-Chem Pharmacy, Toy Zone, Baby City, and Wimpy.
And just talk to me about some of the wishes that these kids have. I know you've already sort of spoken broadly, but do you have any plans immediately of what you want to make come true?
Yeah, so we've seen an increase in some of our travel dreams. So some of our children who've never been to the sea before, we're going to start getting those up and coming. We've also got children who want to go on Table Mountain. I think COVID has created this big gap, and we're going to try and resuscitate that in terms of the travel dreams that we have. A lot of our children are very sick, so we have to proceed with caution, and we're going to keep doing the magic that we keep doing every day. We fulfill about 4.7 dreams on average every day.
Every single day.
Countrywide.
My goodness me. And what has COVID done in terms of its impact on the work that you've been doing with these wonderful kids?
Well, Reach for Dreams, the complete opposite of what the protocols allow. So social distancing, we can't really social distance from our children. We've had to now create this new normal and how we engage with our children. So
because they want affection, they want those hugs, they want that sense of I see you, I'm with you, don't they?
Yeah, Bongani, they get not left in hospital, but the parents have to still work. So our children are left in the hospital for long periods of time till their chemo is done and all their treatment. Some children have been on dialysis for 6-7 years. I mean, I can see a child when they are 5 years old, and I've been at the foundation for long, and now they're teenagers. You know, they've got hair on their face. They need to start shaving. And it's sad to see that. And unfortunately, the doctors and the nurses and even sometimes Reach for Dream staff become the parents and the caregivers.
And what motivates you? What keeps you going to do this work?
It's just the most rewarding job. It really is the best job in the world. It doesn't feel like a job. And to see children fight their biggest illness and do it with such tenacity and courage gives me hope that, you know, there is good news out there, because if you listen to the news, it's all grim. But what we do every day is just, it's the best place to be.
Well, Julia Sotirianakos and your team at Reach for a Dream, you inspire us. And we're always pleased to spread the word out about Slipper Day, not least because, of course, you've come into the studio with some fantastic slippers. I always look forward, in fact, to your slippers and Slipper Day. Do please be a part of this effort, because it's a little bit of money. It's a little bit of money for this sticker. But my goodness, it goes such a long way in terms of the kinds of dreams that it can help fulfill, the hope it gives to children who've really got often no one else. It is today Slipper Day. Where can people find information if they want to find out more about Reach for a Dream? They can go to the foundation, am I correct?
Yes, on our website, www.reachfordream.org.za.